It's 11:20 on In Season with Sake. In the same breath of revelation, reflection, you know, the lot of shins at the end of that.
All the shins.
All the shins. I mentioned that myself and Liesl would be chatting about reflection today. But my queen, it's been a while since I've seen you in person. How are you?
I am very good. I'm very good. Yeah. I'm not going to elude. No, let me clarify the fact that I'm good, but I'm also extremely tired, exhausted. But I think a lot of us can say that. Yeah. It doesn't take away the goodness.
Come on.
I think the season has taught me that good, being good and feeling good and being tired, it can exist in the same room as long as we know what to feed and when to feed whichever feeling during the day. So right now, I'm feeling good.
Awesome.
Yes.
I love to hear that. And today we're touching on, you know, a relatively important topic.
Yes.
You know, something that we tend to shy away from as individuals, reflecting.
I agree.
You know, whether it's on our relationships, our year, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I want to know from you, right, before we can invite the listeners to share their moments of reflection, why is it such a powerful tool?
So I think for two reasons. I'm sure that a lot of listeners can attest to the fact that life can life you. I mean, literally, life has been lifing us at the moment. There are so many things happening right now that we are just wanting to live through. And in the living through our current moments, we often forget the road through which the Lord has carried us. Mm-hmm. And not just the road, but the events that happened. And not just the events that happened, how God worked in the event to bring out something from us. And not just what God brought out from us, but how we actually applied that characteristic into our environments that we live through. And those are, I think, it is profound and important moments to remember, because it's easy to get into a state of bad and negative. When things are really bad, we get so consumed with it's easy to get consumed in the heaviness of the current moment, wanting to push through all the things that's currently happening in our life, that we forget where the Lord has taken us from. And I mean, if I dare have to mention, we have family members that we can refer back to years ago when they were taken out of Egypt into a promised land, and how they forgot what the Lord has done, and they forgot to the point where they started doubting the God that they serve. Sure. And for me, that is the importance of hindsight reflection, because in the moment, we fight to survive. And we experience the hand of God, but we don't always recognize it as the hand of God when we're in the moment, because then the next moment happens. So for me, hindsight reflection is the thing that builds us with gratitude. The time when we feel low in energy, that we think back of the moments where we literally did not know where the next in our journey is going to happen. How is it going to happen? Because everything looks like it has just come to a dead end when God has given us a promise, and then he comes through in a miraculous way. What are those moments, my dear sister, my dear brother that's listening in, where the Lord came through for you this year, where you experienced not just the great, powerful hand of God, but where you experience his love in a way that you've never experienced, and that brought out something from you that made you realize, I'm so utterly dependent on God. And then whilst there was something that was maybe not pleasing to him, in spite of what I am and have not done in honor of his name, he still blessed me. What are those moments that you need to remember now? Because then it attests the fact, and it's a confirmation of that fact, or affirm the fact that God is faithful in all his doings. And hindsight reflection helps us to see the good that the Lord has done in our lives.
Amen. Sure. And we invite you to share some of those on a WhatsApp line at 061-798-1075. And I came across an article that touches on, you know, the four different types of arms that comes with reflection, you know, awareness, analysis, alternatives, and action. And I believe you just touched on, you know, some of those things with regards to awareness, being aware where you are right now and where you come from. How important is it and crucial is it when you are reflecting, right? You're analyzing back to analyze thoroughly, not just go through on the surface, you know, and missing some things in the process.
That's right. And I think you're hitting the nail on the head. In order for us to analyze, it means that there's a deep introspection that needs to happen. And the introspection that happens looks at how have I changed? How has the moment, the events that I've lived through changed me as a person, made me better, not for myself, but for God and everyone that He connected my name to? Because at the end of our day, the events that we live through in life is an event. How we behave in the moment is what gives glory to God or not gives glory to God. So if I have to, and I mean, using specificity, for me, it's important that our readers connect to a specific event that he or she has lived through. For me, specifically, beginning of the year, I lost a big contract, and the contract, it came so miraculously the previous year that I celebrated God in the word that He gave me, I will make sufficient room for you. And then something went wrong and I lost the contract. And there was 4 months where things were extremely difficult. So whilst there was a lack of financial resource and a contractual resource, God came through in other moments of provision. So when I say other moments of provision, do you know that when God gives you favor in the eyes of men, it is provision. When God provides with that last minute breakthrough of something to have on your table as a meal for your family, that is His manner. When He brings you so deep into His word because you have nowhere else to go that then on your knees and to cry unto Him in the fragile state that you are in, and in that moment His presence give you a peace, and it doesn't make sense because you have nothing to be at peace about. Those are the moments that I'm talking about. And in that time, it's a process that I didn't see it as a process then, but after the fact, when another breakthrough happened, when God made it possible for my business to sign directly with this company that I was subcontracted to, and now I signed directly with the company. God showed me there was a process in the waiting, because in that waiting, I could have gone out and, you know, said certain things out of anger, out of resentment, but I remained quiet because I needed God to fight the battle for me. And it was a tough thing to do because I had all the right to go and fight. But God didn't want it from me. So in the end, another breakthrough happened and He opened a door far greater than my mind could even comprehend. But I only saw that when I looked back at every single moment. Sometimes God places people in our lives for a specific reason. And if the reason is just to open the door and the person disappoints you down the road, then the person has served his or her purpose. And we need to recognize that God gives us all these moments, and these moments He intertwines beautifully, and He creates this canvas, which is our life, for His glory. But how we respond in the moment is what ultimately serves Him and honor Him, because that is what He deserves, our worship in every response.
Amen to that. Oh my goodness. Now, you know, when one is reflecting, firstly, is there a difference between reflecting and doing introspection?
So the two work together, I would say, because if you reflect and if you do introspection, reflection is you reflect the entire as a whole,
yeah,
your whole part, the journey of your life, the moments that has happened. And that is every single event. So what I would do, I list the events down.
Yeah.
Make a list of what have you experienced this life. That is this life, this past year. Don't go, because life can be a long list.
Yeah.
So for this past year, write down what you have experienced in terms of an event. Then introspect is when you see how the event has actually changed you. So, and in order to see how it changed you, you need to look at your initial response, reaction to the moment, and how you gradually adapted in that season as a result of that moment that has happened. So when I say the gradual adaptation, for me, I was grossly disappointed when that event happened, the one that I mentioned about when I lost the I was disappointed and sad and I was angry because I placed my trust in an individual in a company. And in the process, God taught me, I am your source, place my trust in you. So I became humble in knowing that God is my source. Then in the waiting and seeing how this person or this company played a crucial role in positioning me in the right rooms with the right people, I started honoring the person and the company in opposed to resenting and being angry with the person. And that is what introspection does. And then in time, I became so at peace with the very uncomfortable place where God placed me in. But I celebrated with exuberance the moment where God supplied in my need, whether it was something to eat, whether it was grace in extension of, you know, it's okay, we will give you grace, or whether it is provision of petrol. You know, we can think of whatever. These are real moments that we experience. And then God came through with the real thing, which was the promise of a contract in my own company's name.
Sure, in his time.
In his time. But there was a process, and my process was 5 months. It was the longest 5 months ever.
Sure.
But I needed that.
And oftentimes we when we reflect, or rather the beautiful thing about reflecting, we get to understand, I had to go through the wilderness.
You had to go through the wilderness.
You know, I had to go through that particular thing to understand God in this manner and to receive this at the right time.
That's right. That's right. And I mean, I want to highlight the point that when you go through a wilderness, it's very scary and it's very long at times. When I say long, is we know God always gives us these promises. And when we receive a promise, it's like, yes, Lord, I feel it, because that is what happens when we receive a promise. But in the light of the wilderness, when you're in the wilderness, it is so easy to not just forget, but you get consumed in that space of nothingness and all the bad things that happen. Yeah. But let me remind the listeners of 12 guys that were sent into the promised land. 12 went out. 10 came back, and they were so negative to the point where the negativity influenced everyone. They doubted everything that the Lord said. But 2 came back. And they spoke, and I'm talking about Joshua and Caleb. And they spoke about what they saw more than the distractions and the dangers that were there. So, I mean, if we think of it, nobody remembers the names of the 10 that went out with Joshua and Caleb. We only speak about Joshua and Caleb because of the great things that they report back on. So I think we need to, in essence, if I look at that scenario, we need to maximize every opportunity that the Lord gives us. And opportunity also comes in the form of a very challenging time. Mm-hmm. Because whilst there's nothing tangible that we can see that speaks of a blessing, it's part of the process that is linked to whatever God wants to bring out of us. Mm. And sometimes I think for us, instead of seeing the... Because, I mean, God was literally providing his people with a breach. And in the breach, you can either see the rope or the hole that is underneath the breach. What are we focusing on? Are we focusing are we focusing on the challenge, or are we focusing on God that is still true? Mm. Where God has taken us from? Because does our negativity almost like... Does our negativity cause us to forget the great deeds that God has done in our life?
Sure.
And... why am I speaking about it now? Mm. It's easy in tiredness to feel low in energy. Mm-hmm. And in our tiredness, we need a fresh spring, a fresh well of, you know, not just remembrance, but also knowing where God has taken us from.
Yeah.
And in that, we give him honor, because then we are reminded of everything that God has done for us already.
Mm, amen. We are reminded of his faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
I love that. I love that. Now, as we are reflecting, and if you just tune in now, myself and Liesl are chatting about reflection and how important that is to our betterment, right, in the future. And we invite you to share your... How moments we call them that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going through something moments, and you're like, now I get it why I had to, you know. So share those moments. We'd love to hear from you on 061-798-1075. And then after we analyze, Liesl, right?
Yeah.
We are reflecting, right?
Yeah.
We analyze, and then we get to a point where we are writing down alternatives.
Yes.
We're reflecting and say, I took a left turn there and I shouldn't have taken a left turn.
Yeah.
Now in the future, I know when I'm confronted with such a thing, or I know someone is going through that,
correct,
I'll encourage them to take, you know, the right turn. How important is it for us to write what we've learned from the reflection process and implement that?
So I think we all understand the value of lessons, and lessons are only... you only experience the lesson or see the lesson after you've lived through the moment, and you only identify it as a lesson when you have either succeeded in the test or you have made a decision that gave an outcome that was not worthy of the test that you were in. Okay, so for me, in hindsight reflection, you always see, I could have done a little bit better. Maybe I overreacted. Maybe my response was not even linked to the moment that I experienced there. Mm. The response was actually linked to another event that happened previously. More than that, I think the lesson should tell you, did you live out the value that God expects from you?
Sure.
If we are a reflection of all God wants us to be, the hindsight reflection should tell you whether you were reflecting the essence and the image of God. There was once one of the topics that we spoke about, where we spoke about we were created in God's image, and it's not the physical appearance, it is the characteristics of God. So in your response, in whichever moment that you've lived, if the response was not a characteristic of God, that should be your lesson, and directly link it to how do I then correct the wrong of whatever behavior I expressed, and did my behavior really honor God?
Yeah.
And was it a true reflection of him? You see, we can't take it for granted that life has the ability to not break us, but to shift us. And when I say shift us, our characteristic is so deeply ingrained in God. When he blessed us and we committed our lives to him, he clothed us with his garment of righteousness. So his garment of righteousness requires a certain behavior.
True.
And if your behavior in the moments that you have lived through did not honor God, then that is an opportunity for you to go to His Word so that His Word can calibrate whatever needs to be calibrated to become right and be in right standing with Him. So the lesson for you in this is that every moment we have is a moment to become right before God.
Yeah.
And this time of the year, it's so easy to forget what we have already done for the Lord this past year in by His grace and what He has done for us. That if we're experiencing a moment now where we feel things are just getting really tough, maybe we need to be reminded that God took us through wilderness, wildernesses, many wilderness moments. Yeah. And this moment now is just another moment for us to tap into the opportunity that He has for us in this moment.
Sure, that is powerful. What I got there is that, you know, our alternative moving forward is for us to, you know, in whatever that we're faced with, our reaction and our response has to always glorify God.
Yes, totally, you know? Totally.
I love that. Natalie saying, morning, Saki and sister. I was driving now and had to stop to send this message. Wow, the sis have a gift of putting emotions in the correct wording. I can relate to so what my sister is saying. I'm also going through something now. And just yesterday, I told my husband, don't do or say anything to them. Our God will fight for us. Let us just be still. Thank you. Love the conversation. Shane Martin is saying, this is a beautiful talk. I've been in my wilderness for 3 years.
Yeah.
And gosh, it's not easy. Broken company with debt so high, I see no light. Sure. Someone else is saying, greetings in Jesus' name. Silver Africa here. Listening to this conversation gave me goosebumps. I raise a hallelujah. God is always on time. Sure. Yeah. We know the plans He has for us, only to prosper, not to harm us. Thank you for the encouragement. God bless.
Amen. Sure. Shane, Natalie, I think everyone who spoke now, as Saki was reading your messages, I was reminded of when Jesus left Galilee, knowing where He was headed. The scripture says so beautiful. I think it's in Luke. It says that His face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. His face was set for His journey to Jerusalem. I think what I read from the scripture is that God knows, He knew, Jesus knew what was laying ahead.
Yeah.
But He knew that he was drawing strength from the Lord, and He knew that there was a plan that was greater than what He was experiencing in the moment.
Mm.
Again, Jesus was human just like us. So in our humanness, we experience these pressure point that is, I mean, pressure points is, it can be very extreme. It can be extremely taxing. It can be, for me personally now, this time of the year, I mentioned it earlier, I'm overwhelmed by exhaustion.
Yeah.
And I had to remind myself, it was an intentional thing that I had to do, where I said, Lord, I need You to revive me.
Mm.
And it didn't happen when I said it the first time, and I'm getting emotional.
Yeah.
Because when things do not make sense, especially if you've lived through the worst moments of your life, when you have experienced difficulties beyond comprehension, yet you are still here today to have a conversation to say, God is good. And saying it somehow is like, it's like a waterfall to my soul. Because it's the truth. And that is what the enemy wants us to focus on. Because in the focusing on these giants that is in our promised land, we forget to see where the Lord has taken us from already. And giants cannot take away the promise that the Lord has given us.
Amen.
Because He has taken us through a wilderness already.
Amen. Sure.
So let's not focus on the giants before us. Let's not focus on all those holes that is connected to the breach. Let us rather see that ropes that the Lord has placed there for us to take us from the one moment to the next moment. And sometimes the rope is just faith.
Come on.
Sometimes the rope is just belief. Mm. Sometimes the rope is just knowing who God is, yes, because he has done it before. And because he has done it before, he will do it, yeah, again. And in this, we're not understating the weight of heaviness, yeah, of lethargy, of tiredness, of anxiety even. We're not understating that because it's real emotions. Mm. When we go through real stuff, those emotions are real. Yeah. But I also know when we step into God's presence, that peace that we experience, that His Spirit alone can give us, that is also real.
Yeah.
So let us focus on that.
Sure. I love that. Before I let you go, Mal is saying, good morning, beautiful ladies. Thank you for this amazing topic. I had this conversation last week with someone. She was saying, you are so blessed to have an amazing husband and a beautiful family. And I said that if you look at my life now, you might think it looks beautiful. And yes, God did a beautiful thing. But the road had painful moments to get here. I cried many tears and asked, why me? Why this? But the process strengthened my marriage and my family. So you might be in crying season, your questioning season, but this season has purpose. Allow it to mold you into the person God wants you to be. And I need you to add on to that, sister, you know, to leave a word of encouragement as we are heading to rather wrapping up the year. You know, those who are reflecting on the year and are saying, God, I'm still going through this wilderness. And you know, do you have any words of encouragement for that person?
Yes. Thank you, Mal. I think what you shared and said was so true that we often forget the moments that shaped us, that even the tears, the prayers, the nights of not knowing where the next meal is going to come from or whether this family will be still standing tomorrow, it was all part of the process because you are now, I think there's a deep appreciation once everything comes together.
Mm.
When what was not before has now been accomplished now, then that is where the gratitude comes from. But I think just as an encouragement to everyone that's listening is that we should not, when we maximize the opposition, so when I say opposition is all these difficulties that we go through, if we maximize them and we highlight them more than what we highlight the goodness of God, then we also minimize the glorious opportunities that lay ahead of us and the glory which is God's.
Yeah.
So yes, it is challenging, but God is greater than any moment. And surely every moment that we have lived through attest to the fact that God is great. So though, don't let these moments of difficulties cloud the greatness that is still in you and the promises that God has made into your life. Yeah. So let us be brave and courageous that then, like I think like Caleb, let me say like Caleb and like Joshua, they were brave enough to step out. They went for it. Caleb can be called Mr. Risk Taker because he decided to go for everything that was in front of him. So fear, doubt, uncertainty, not seeing things coming together can keep us stagnatus. That's the word.
Yeah.
It can actually fix us in a moment of, it traps us. But there's so much more than this current moment.
Amen.
And remember the previous moments of your life, of this year specifically, where you felt this will never end. I am giving up.
Sure.
Yet God gave you a breakthrough. So even now, where you at, God is in it. And these moments He has fashioned to bring out from you the thing that you need for your next moment. Hold on.
Sure.
Honor Him. And He will surely perfect everything that He has promised unto you.
Amen, amen, amen. How can people get a hold of you? There's one here saying, please send the message of the desert. I tune in too late, but interesting. I'm going through something, tears every day. How can they consult you, Liz?
They can contact me on my email address. It's Liesl. Rizel at Kintsukuroi, Kintsukuroi -consulting.com. Sake will post it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Pop me a mail, or you can connect with me on Facebook, Kintsukuroi Consulting, or Liesl Sneeman. Pop me a messenger and I will connect with you from there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. And before I let you go, I know I said this like 3 minutes ago. Angie, to just wrap up all the messages, is saying, good morning, beautiful princesses of God. Thank you. Thank you for this encouragement. I trust the process. Been there, it was tears for almost 2 years. Wow. But God. Powerful. Ladies, sisters, thank you so much. But God. But always God. At the end, when you're reflecting, you get to a point and say, but God.
But God.
Sure.
But God. Earlier, and I was sharing with a friend of mine that we're waiting for the moments where we can say, this is that which you, O God, has promised. And we've experienced many this is that moment. But now we're in our but God season, because God has certainly kept us and is keeping us through the seasons that is not always comfortable.
Amen.
He will perfect.
Amen. Amen. It's 11:51. I'm saying goodbye to this. And those who are requesting Liesl's contacts, I will send it to you.